Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 533 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Dino Thunder episode 37, a Thunderstruck! Part 1.
It aired on November 13th, 04!
Thunder!
It's directed by Doug Sloan and written by Andy Merrifield!
Thunder!
Thunder!
I didn't plan that. That just happened.
So. Oh, that was wonderful. This is going to be a good one. I can feel it in my bones.
Thank God I'm not sick anymore, because I could not have made that voice last week.
No, you would have gotten
thunderstruck.
Two syllables into it and just got thunderstruck. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you want the DVDs. I keep wanting to say Netflix, but that's not true anymore.
The Netflix is a lie.
The Netflix is, it's gone, and look, if you got YouTube, you can watch Dino Thunder, some of it. I can't believe they did that to us.
I can. This always, if it's not Pokemon, it's Hasbro.
It's got to be someone. Someone's got to do it. Hey, before we get into, like, goofs and fun and stuff, one quick thing. There is a horrible amount of anti-trans legislature going on right now, and, I just want to use whatever tiny platform I have to say that fucking sucks. And if you live in a state like Texas or North Carolina or Arkansas or a lot more, just like look up what terrible shit's on your books and see and to yell at people to not do that. Because
yeah,
it's getting worse. I found out about the Texas one yesterday. The new Texas one that will take children away from their parents if they affirm their gender. That is fucking wild to me.
Yeah, we're all just people, right? But
yeah,
please do whatever you possibly can to make stuff like that not happen.
Yeah, the one in North Carolina is some straight up like Puritan nonsense. If a child in North Carolina, if this bill goes through, which hasn't passed yet, it's just like on the books. If the bill goes through, any child who is found doing anything, quote, gender non-conforming, that's like a crime. That's what they want that to be, a crime.
Unreal.
That includes the way it's worded is that can include things such as girls wearing pants or boys with long hair. It's wild and it's gross, and I just needed to say something about it, so... And this is the other fun thing. You can call other states' legislatures, too. I called the governor of Arkansas, so you can just do that. The Arkansas, the governor, who seemed to have some sense in his head, vetoed the bill, and then the legislature, who could not wait for the ink to dry before they could be cruel to trans kids, overrode the thing. So they're getting sued by the ACLU, and I really hope that goes well for the ACLU. Anyway... Now we can do goofs and stuff. It's the thing that's been bugging me, and it's hard, like, as a cis guy, I don't know how to bring it up without making it sound like it's about me, and I hope that didn't come across this way, but it kind of boiled over when I read that thing about Texas, because that is just stupid. It's just bold-faced stupid, so.
I just don't understand why people get so mad about things that don't affect them.
That's a great question, Josh.
You know, like,
it's a really great question.
It's not your life. Who cares?
Right? Infuriating. It's infuriating.
Can we write a legislature that puts them in jail for dumb shit?
I would love to.
You know what's cool too in Kentucky? I don't want to like jump the thing too much away from the point. So feel free to cut this.
Okay.
Andy Beshear, our governor, was like trying to enforce COVID regulations, and he got told he couldn't because he was abusing his power for like telling people to like wear a mask.
But we're gonna tell girls they can't be on sports teams because of that whole thing is also very stupid, because you have to actively ignore a lot of science to even try to make your dumbass argument.
It's just like there's nowhere in the U.S. that you can go and be away from this.
No. So I live back up in New Hampshire now, and when I don't even know what state hey, here's another terrible thing is it happens so much, I don't remember where some of this happened, because it's just like, oh, you know, most of them down there, I guess. there was, you know, the whole thing about, like, not letting trans girls be on girls' sports teams because they come with testosterone, which if you wouldn't make the stuff that they use to block that illegal, then that wouldn't be a problem.
If you block it, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I just wanted to get that out. Also, if you're, like, transphobic, then, like, hit the bricks, y'all. Like, I don't know if we've made that clear enough at this
point. I don't want you here.
Yeah. So that's just a thing going on in the U.S. right now. Do you want to, instead of that, go watch and then talk about the first part of the Power Rangers finale?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Dino Thunder, power up! And we're back. And we've been Thunderstruck part one.
Josh, before you just said we're back, you did tell me that you had some stuff about this episode that you needed to talk about.
I don't think I've ever yelled at the Power Rangers as much as I did in this one.
I can't wait to find out why. I'm so excited.
I just feel like there's a series of dumb ideas and decisions that are made that are just, like, astronomically stupid.
Well, I'm excited to talk about them. There's a couple that I feel like are magician sleight of hand dumb, where they're like, ah-ha-ha, this makes sense. And then you're like, yeah, it did. Wait a minute. Why did that make sense? And they're like, don't worry about it. Is this your card?
No.
Hey, Jake and Josh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of The Morphin Grid, up through Time Force, including the Bobos. There's also the archive feed, which has the first 10 seasons. And those are the best ways to listen to us progressively get older as we talk.
Yep.
So if you want to listen to us do that, you can.
I was in my 20s when this started.
I was a lad. I was, like, straight up like a boy when we started this. I was like 24.
Now I'm in my mid-30s.
You're out of the target demographic. The 18 to 35, 18 to 34, you're out. You're gone.
I'm too old.
You're too old. They don't care what you think about TV anymore. Well, they do, but now you count as old people.
Right, but now they want to know what I think of, like, Murder, She Wrote.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you still watching that? How you feel about it? I forgot where I was because we was just the weight of time crashed down upon me. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Apple Donut Podcast. We're on Google Play and Podknife, Podbay, and Podbay B and Stitcher and Peacock Premium. And
not the plus. If you get plus, actually, you lose access to us.
It takes us away. It's really weird. We don't know how that happened. You can leave us a rating or review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month. You help support the show. This is a Monday episode. We have two emails, but they're about after we watch them. So we'll do those next episode. Do you want to just jump in? Do you want to just get
Thunderstruck? Yeah, I'm shaking at the knees.
At the knees.
I was shaking at the knees. Yeah, that's the line.
It just sounds weird. I only hear it in his voice. So when you just say AC/DC lyrics, they sound wrong because they don't. We start off with another previously on. It's basically the same previously on as last time. It's more focused on, what's his name? Mezogog drinking a thing, getting rid of Mercer.
He's definitely different now. He's like way more chaotic.
He's like eviler for sure. I think I kind of like that though. I think I like Mercer is like this weird bit of humanity in him, and that's gone now. So he's just a dinosaur. Speaking of Anton Mercer, we start off with Anton Mercer being, this is air quotes, tortured.
Yeah, he's at space camp.
He's in space camp. He looks like he's having a great time. I would be having, I would like, look, maybe he's old and he's getting a little nauseous, but this looks fun.
Yeah. So he's in like the gyroscope or whatever that's called when you put a person in it.
Yeah. And you like whip him around. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just imagine Mezogog spins him and is like, are you having fun, Anton? And he's like, wee,
wee. And then Mezogog's like, I thought you would hate this actually. Why do you like it so much?
He's you
like,
don't know anything about humans at all.
You dumb lizard. So Elsa comes up and she's like, it was a stroke of genius separating Anton Mercer from yourself. You know, the thing he's been trying to do this whole time. You're so smart for doing it. He's like, yeah, I know. And now we can do phase one, I guess, of my plan. We waited a while to get to phase one, but we can start now. I have a gun that will turn people into dinosaurs, and I'm about to use it.
It's a big gun. It comes out of the top of my island.
And I'm gonna blast all over the place, and everyone's gonna turn into dinosaurs.
Gotta blast. That...
Gotta go fast.
Is he just Jimmy Neutron? He does a Blaine blast, you know, like Blaine, from Pokemon.
Yeah. That's what Blaine's trivia show is called in Let's Go. It's called Blaine Blast.
He does a brain blast, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, he is basically. What if Jimmy Neutron was an evil dinosaur man? Hey, I have a question. I know he told us how he was like experimenting with, like Mercer was experimenting with like dino DNA and drank it, and that's how he became Mezogog.
Sure.
But like, how?
The same way that Mezogog drank the red one and it took Anton Mercer out of him.
I guess that makes sense. It's just weird that like, I licked a petri dish that had a bunch of dino DNA in it, and then this fully formed alternate personality with like feelings and opinions all his own, I turned into that. Like, I feel like Mezogog came from somewhere, you know. But he's
maybe
like,
that was the DNA he licked.
Oh, it was the first smart dinosaur, and he just had to watch everybody get hit with a big old meteor.
Yeah, and he's just been, the DNA has just been mad about that for centuries gone by.
If the centuries, a lot of them, but still just centuries. If they said that's how Mezogog came to be, I'd be like, this is the best season of Power Rangers ever. It's just like if they would have been like, yeah, there's dinosaurs on Jupiter, I'd be like, fuck yes, I love this show so much. So he shows the big Dino Times gun. He's like, this gun's going to shoot people. I thought it was like, I'm going to shoot the whole planet. The whole planet's going to turn into Dino Times. But
I thought it was going to kill all humans.
Yeah, but no, basically. It's the devolution ray for Super Mario Brothers,
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah. I thought what it was going to do was kill all the people and just like devolve all the chickens until they're T-Rexes again.
Yeah, but it's going to turn people
into Mezogogs.
Into Koopa Troopas, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use the Dino Gems. And she's like, well, we don't have those yet. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get them. But first, I'm going to use the power I gave you to like get it started. So... here we go. And then a bunch of Krusties grab her and throw her on that like dentist chair. And then he goes to like suck up the power that he gave her. This is the first I'm hearing that he gave her powers. I guess it makes sense, but they never said this before.
I feel like it was, I didn't say it out loud and I should have, but I feel like it was right after Randall got discovered that I was like, what's the origin story here?
Yeah, like I just want to know. So we she gets strapped down.
Like, we kind of find out, but what is Elsa?
First of all, that's not even her name.
Yeah,
that's just the name he gave her because he was like, "There's gonna be a really cool Disney movie in like 15 years, that you're gonna want to be named after." So I'm gonna call you Elsa. Also, when she gets strapped down to the thing, Trent is there, and Trent sees this happen, and, you
know...
What
is this? Why is Trent here?
Look, Trent's here because he's trying to find his dad, right?
But shouldn't this have been discussed with the team?
Very much so. very, very much so. So, I like bits and pieces of it, but the whole of it, I just go, wait, why didn't you all go through? If you could just go through the portal, why didn't you all go through?
That's a big question I have. Not so much now, but maybe a little later.
Yeah, we'll get there. So we cut to cyberspace, and Connor's talking to Ethan. And he's like, you're going to go to a movie instead of going to prom? Why would you want to go to a dumb movie instead of prom? And Ethan's like, first of all, it's Asteroid Conquerors, the sequel. I assume this is Star Wars to them. Oh,
I didn't even put that together. I was just like, yeah, a sci-fi movie, sure.
I think it's Star Wars. He's like, it's a sequel to that. So I guess he's going to see like episode 3 of Star Wars. It's around this time. And he's like, and I would much rather go do that than do what we always do, which is the smart kids. He should say the nerdy kids, but he says the smart kids. But we know what he means. Like, we stress all year about going, then no one asks us, and we go stand in the corner with the other smart kids, and then that's it. And I'm like, that, I was a dork, and I had a prom date, so like...
You were a dork, but were you a smart kid?
It's a great question. According to my transcript, no.
Yeah, same.
According to... Just like me, also not terribly. So, I went with my friend Nicole, so we could get both sets of parents to shut up about how they needed pictures from prom. So that's what we did.
I didn't go to mine because I didn't like anyone I went to high school with. So
fair.
Why would I party with them?
That's true. I really hope that next episode we see prom. A little bit. I'm going to be disappointed if there's no prom. I'm just going to say that right now.
That has to be the end, right? The freeze frame is all of them dancing at prom.
Yeah, it's got to be. So they like get to this table. Kira comes in and sits down. And Connor's like, what about you? What about you doing for prom? And she's like, oh, I don't have a date yet. Because her and Trent are not a thing. But she's like, I'm not super worried about it. I'm pretty. I'll make it work.
Or I'll just go. Like, she doesn't really seem to care.
I'll just go. Maybe she's going to play there. That would be pretty fun. I bet she's going to play a song. If Kira doesn't play a song at prom, I'm going to be a little sad.
She better at least have her hair from the record deal episode.
Maybe that not that hair.
That should be your prom hair.
I mean, look, I liked that hair. I don't feel like Kira liked that hair on her.
But I feel like if she put it in a good outfit,
yeah,
she could make it work.
Look, she made it work in the bad outfit. I'm confident she can make it work in a good one. The reason she doesn't have a date is because Blake couldn't afford to fly to Reefside.
He's too old for prom.
Yeah, he graduated last year. I think so.
I think at the end of Ninja Storm, they graduated ninja school, which I'm assuming was just high school.
It's just like but they also had regular high school. I don't, man, that was season. When you think about it, a lot of things did.
Well, yeah, it's not like in Harry Potter where like once you turn 10, you don't have to learn math anymore. You still have to go to regular school, but you also get ninja magic.
You can learn magic math. Would you like that? No, I need to know how like fish work. Is there a science class? No,
but we'll show you how to make a fish out of a flea.
You can create life from nothing, but we will not teach you the ethics of that. This is a flawed universe from the floor up.
Gotta go to community college to find out about that stuff.
Wizard Community College, where they just fill you in on like how to have a debit card.
how to drive a car without magic.
I hate Harry Potter, so stupid. If you think about anything long enough, you go, hey, if they didn't want to solve this problem with magic, it would be solved so much easier and better. Really easily. Anyway, so Devin comes up and he's like, hey, Connor, I got to ask you a question in private. And I was like, hell yeah, Devin's going to ask Connor to the dance. I'm stoked.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask Kira.
I was hoping, you know what actually happens? The worst outcome is he goes over and he's like, Connor, I want to ask somebody special out, and I need your help on how to do it. Connor's like, dope, I'm great at that.
We do need to point out that Connor has a list of potential prom dates.
Yes, Connor has a list of girls broken down into three categories.
This is why we got the flashback in the last episodes. We remember Connor is like a little gross about girls.
Yeah, and he did have like this girl that he was like starting to date, and they did show her in the last episode.
Yeah, she is credited for maybe another one that's not that one.
Yep, so I don't know. Connor, it's not a great look. Because the list is broken down into three categories, which are I don't remember the first two. It's like pretty girls, fun girls, and girls whose dad can pay for a limo.
Yeah. Rich girls, pretty girls, and fun girls.
Yeah. So God bless, Connor. Be terrible now. Get it all out now, because you're going to be a real human soon. Because when you're a teenager, you're nothing. You're an amoeba of a person.
Yeah.
You barely exist.
Nothing matters.
Yeah. So if you're terrible, like, get over that when you become a real person. So we cut to Tommy's lab, and him and Haley are there. And Tommy's like, now that Trent found out that Mercer is out of Mezagog, we can speed up our plans.
When did that happen?
He saw him.
That's the other thing. He went and talked to Mezagog.
He hasn't done that yet.
But I guess Trent?
Trent hasn't done that yet.
He hasn't?
No, that's
it. Isn't that how this started?
No, he just sees him. He doesn't talk to him yet. That's in like a minute.
Because I'm like, because at some point he sussed out that Mercer was not in there anymore.
When he's like spying on them is when Mercer is being tortured by Mezagog. So I'm assuming he like saw around a corner that's out.
Right. That's
and then he just like texted Tommy.
When did this get relayed back to Tommy?
You know, when Connor was talking about how he's got a list of girls. Just kind of gross on the face of it. But so Tommy's like, yeah, now that we know that, we can speed up our plans. Their plan is the semi-truck. You know the semi-truck that's been in the opening for like...
half the season?
At least 15 episodes? Well, they're finally almost done building it.
It's the first mention of it in the show other than like the clip of it in the credits.
Yeah. So I guess they're gonna drive to the island in a semi-truck. Cut to later that day at cyberspace. Cassidy's sitting at a table. Devin comes in dressed like he's in that one episode in Leader of the Whack a little bit. And he's got flowers and chocolate, and he lays them down. He's like, Cassidy, I gotta ask you something. She's like, shut up. I talked to Mr. Cormier, and we're gonna get fired if we don't find out who the Power Rangers are this week. And that means, so that means nothing. We can't do anything else. No fun activities. No, nothing. He's like, but prom. She's like, definitely no prom. We got to find out prom who Power Rangers are. Prom is out. Prom's just over. It's done. And Devin's like, oh, okay. And she's like, so what did you want to ask? He's like, nothing. Would you like to eat this heart-shaped chocolate?
I get Cassidy is like a career woman, right? And she's very focused on her job.
Her eyes would need to have been closed to not figure out what is going on here.
But come on.
I think this might just be further proof that they shouldn't have any sort of romantic subplot.
Devin, my man, she's just not that into you, dude.
No. You know who you should have asked out? Kira.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't even have a date, and her boyfriend lives in Stone Canyon or whatever.
So he's off doing dirt bike stuff in Europe, probably. And so, like...
They're not even official. They're just like, they're hanging out, but they're not going out.
They're just aiming right now. They're just kind of on aim, talking to each other. And I think I still don't understand. This is because like old people wrote this 16 years ago. But like, if a girl beats the hell out of a dominatrix with a sword in front of you, you fall in love. Those are the rules. I'm not making this up. That's just how the life works. In my corner of the universe, but I guess the people writing this are like, I don't think he would find that attractive. So whatever. So he wants to ask Cassidy, but she's like, no, can't do it. And he's like, okay, never mind. And he's like, would you like chocolate? And then we cut from there to Elsa begging for her life.
Yeah,
this is maybe the best acting she's done on the show so far.
I am so mad. Before we get to what happens to poor old Elsa here.
Yeah.
What is the point of the Elsa sabotage subplot that never came to be anything other than her alone in a room one time thinking, maybe I'll kill Anton Mercer?
I think in a perfect world, the way that the subplot would have like worked out is that we would have seen maybe how she's going to betray him. And then at the last second, the same thing would have happened where he goes like, you were going to betray me. And she would be like, no. And then he'd be like, brain blast, swear your loyalty. But all we saw was her go, I need to kill Mercer before anything else. And then we saw her do like regular plans. And then there was that one episode where when she was revealed to be Principal Randall, she like sabotaged Mercer, so they know that Mercer is Mezogog. That's right, not that really...
That didn't feel like...
That's not usurping. Yeah.
Yeah, that was more to, like, get the Rangers to turn on Trent, I thought.
Yeah. So I like that Mezogog figured out... Because, like, a lot of times in these kind of things, if, like, the Starscream wants to kill the Megatron... Usually that ends up happening, right? Like, at the last second, it's
or
like,
they'll try.
Yeah, or they'll try, or they'll do stuff, and then they'll be too weak. I do kind of like that Mezogog just, like, knew that she was doing this and was like, stop it. And she's like, you got it, sir. I got busted. But I wish we would have seen, like, her do some stuff.
Yeah, it should have been, like, she tried to do it. Maybe it was, like, getting the card in there so the Rangers are like, oh, Anton is Mezogog.
Yeah.
But that would not have the... resolution of they kill him that I think she wants.
Right.
That's something that she would have had to try to do herself. So she could have, like, tried to fight Anton, but then, like, after she hits him once, he turns into Mezogog, and then Mezogog is like, you betrayed me, and then, throws her in the machine and sucks her power out.
So, but instead, last episode, he's just like, you betrayed me, and she's like, I will never do that again. He's like, yeah. And then this episode's like, I'm gonna drain your power from you. The power I gave you, I'm gonna vacuum that out. And then we're going to put it in my dino gun. And that's what they do. So she gets blasted with this thing that sucks the energy that he gave her out of her. And if you're not paying super close attention, and maybe even if you are, it does look like it vaporizes her because she disappears.
I was watching the episode and actually watching it. And that's what I thought happened.
I'm watching it. I look down. I take the note. He vacuums out her energy. And as I'm typing that, I look up and she disappears. And I go,
she's gone.
Oh, she's dead. Oh, he killed her.
So I thought maybe he created her, which is what he meant by, like, the power I gave you, which is your life.
Yeah.
I will put into my gun to turn it on and let it run in sleep mode because that's all the energy you have.
It's like starting your car in the winter, I guess. Like,
you gotta let it warm up.
Yeah. So she's just gone, and he's like, now I just need the dino gems. And then suddenly Trent's there, and Trent's like, give me my dad back. And then he like punches Trent or something, and he's like, no. And he's like, fine, I'll trade you. I wanna betray the Rangers. I wanna give you the dino gems. If you give me my dad back. And he's like, how do I know you're going to do it? And he's like, how do I know you're going to do it? And he's like, good point. Give me the dino gems. I'll give you your dad. He's like, all right, good. And I was like, okay. Trent's getting... So last episode was all about how we can trust Trent. And this episode's him going, just kidding. That was also a lie. I was like, all right, cool. I like how this is going. Kind of into this. And then we cut to... or before that, he's like, I don't know why you would want him back. He's as useless as Elsa is now. And then we cut to Elsa in the regular human lady on a roof somewhere.
She's in yuppie clothes and she's got long hair.
She's got long hair with like a middle part. And
she's a mom. It's just some like soccer mom that Mezogog took and turned into a dominatrix.
She honestly, that's kind of what it feels like, right? Like, he's just like, I'm gonna steal this mom. All right, later. Cause she just, but she's just, why does the vacuum teleport her to a roof?
I don't know. It took the Elsa out of her and just dropped her on a roof. And oh, guess who's here? It's Zeltrax.
Yeah, remember her last episode? We're like, is Zeltrax around? Like, we're pretty sure he's not dead. Well, he's just been waiting and he's back.
I thought, like, it's on a roof, so it's clearly like in the city, but I thought, I was like, did this zap her into like a weird evil limbo where her and Zeltrax have to like
fight their way out
or some, but she's has no trace of Elsa in her anymore.
She has no trace of personality in her
she's
at all.
Nothing.
she's a husk. So Zeltrax grabs her, and then we cut to Tommy and Haley, and they see this. They're like, oh, Zeltrax is back, and he's just kidnapping a woman. And they're like, all right.
Then we just cut away from it. They're like, oh, that's weird.
They're like, weird, huh?
Wonder why he's doing that.
Anyway, so what about that truck? And so we cut over to Ethan in line. So I guess prom's tonight.
Well, if this season has taught us anything, it's that time is an illusion and nothing matters.
This is kind of the perfect season to watch during this year where the points are made up, basically. So Ethan's in line. He's reading a big Asteroid Conquerors comic. Or maybe he's reading, like, the script to the first one. I don't know. It's a book or whatever.
It seems like it's one of those big, like, graphic novels.
Yeah.
Which is what I know people call comic books that, but when I hear graphic novel, I think of, like, an actual, like, big book that is a comic inside.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, a graphic novel is just, like, is technically, like, strictly speaking, it is a, like, an original comic book that's, like, 120 pages long. It's, like, it's book-sized, and it's, like, a new thing. That is technically what a graphic novel is. A lot of people just say graphic novel to mean comic book, which is not bad. It's just, like, I know you don't want to say comic because that's too nerdy or kiddish or whatever, but it's just comic books, y'all. So he's reading this, and then there's a pretty girl next to him, and she's like, oh, can I read that after you? And he's like, yeah, I've read it like 100 times. You can read it now. And she's like, thanks, I love this movie. He's like, yeah, I'm doing this instead of prom.
She said, when he gives it to her, she's like, I've also read it 100 times. Yes.
So she's just like, this boy's cute, I'm going to shoot my shot.
Yeah.
This girl rules. I don't know her name because she doesn't get it yet. So hopefully we'll find out next time.
There was a name. I don't remember what it was. There was a name in the credits.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it is Elsa's human name, oh. I think has to be this girl because it's the only other character that I feel like should have a name. And I can't remember what the name was.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's like, yeah, I also really like it. And he's like, yeah, my friends are like thinking I was crazy for doing this instead of going to prom. But like, why would I skip this for prom? This is going to be way cooler. She's like, that's exactly what my friend said. And I'm like, ooh.
Also, these two are going to prom together.
These two are going to prom. But then he gets beeped and he's like, oh, I got to go. She's like, well, you can't be serious. He's like, yeah, it's my mom's kind of overprotective. So it's like a beeper thing. I just got to go real quick. She's like, do you want me to save your spot in line? And some dude with, like, grapes on his head.
He's painted up like one of those statue guys, but he's got big grapes on his head.
He's in a stormtrooper, like a Party City stormtrooper outfit, but his face is painted like a human statue, but he has grapes on his head. I have no clue.
I don't know. He's holding like a staff and he's like, no holding spots or whatever.
He's got a little ray gun that's like got a fan on it or something. And she looks him dead in the eyes and says, do you really want to go there with me? And he's like, no.
He cowers away.
Like,
this girl is in pigtails.
She has
she's got pigtails and like a little backpack on, and she's like, I will end your life. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
This girl, this like 5'2" blonde girl who looks like she's on student council and is like trying to figure out a bake sale this weekend, is like, Jeffrey, I swear to fucking God. He's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
I was just in character.
And she's like, go, I'll keep your spot. It's fine. And he's like, you're the best. And he runs away. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm into this. It sucks that this is the second to last episode.
I hate that this is a thing that they do now. Here's a bunch of good character development right at the end. So right, you don't get to end, see any of this pan out.
Yeah. It's a bummer. So he runs upstairs and hopefully around a corner, but I don't think he does. But he runs up the stairs and he's like, go ahead, Tommy, what's up? And he's like, Zeldrax is back, meet at the plate at the metal factory at whatever street. And he runs away and runs right by a guy dressed as an alien who takes his mask off, and it Devin.
Yeah.
So I have some questions about this. I don't think Devin was trailing Ethan specifically because he doesn't know he's a Power Ranger. But
yeah, it's very much just like, we got two episodes left, so Devin has to be there.
Yeah, but like I like it because Devin's been shown in like the Demolition Man episode, like he's been shown to be like kind of a dork and he like likes nerdy stuff.
Cassidy said no prom, so he's like, well, I guess I'll go see a movie.
I'll go to the movies. We don't have any leads, so, like, I thought that was going to be a much later timeline, but I guess it's tonight, so you should – I think you need to ask people before the day of prom, right? You got to buy tickets. I had to buy tickets. Like, I had to buy tickets, like, at least a week early.
There were tickets. Yeah, you can't just show up and go to prom, which is, like –
Which is stupid.
It's stupid. I get that, like, I guess the school has to pay for it, and schools are already, like, woefully underfunded.
Yeah, and normally
you you go to school there, you should be able to pay at the door.
I get that, like, you get tickets because, like, a lot of times you rent out, like, a fancier place. Like, we rented out, like, a banquet hall.
You need a
head
count to give them.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, you need all that. So, like, I understand. You should just be able to, like, go to prom. But also, maybe you just can in this universe. Maybe in Reefside, you can just show up at prom.
Yeah. I don't see why not. It's fictional. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
And it's probably in the gym. All proms should be in gyms.
I feel like proms should be in gyms. I definitely feel like this prom is going to be at cyberspace.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, where else would it be?
What other set do they have? At exactly. The lab?
Yeah, it's not going to be at the lab. I mean, they kind of, like, spoilers, they kind of destroy a couple labs in this episode. So maybe they'll just, like, real quick make it look like a gym. But I don't think Devin is, like, following him. I think he's just there. And he was, but, like, it seems like he's hiding. And I don't know why he'd be hiding unless he just, like, oh, a guy's taking a phone call. I don't want to interrupt. Like, I don't want to feel like a weirdo. And it turns out that is basically Ethan be like, oh, I'm a Power Ranger. Let me go do Power Ranger things. So he goes to there. They confront Zeltrax and they fight Zeltrax and they get their butts whipped by Zeltrax. And I like the last time we saw Zeltrax, he was losing power. And he's never, other than when he drank a tree, he never was strong.
Yeah,
like strong. He lost to Tommy like 100 times, and now he can't beat all 5 Power Rangers. Really? Because he morphs. Like Zeltrax morphs into like double Zeltrax.
Yeah, he gets his powered up form again.
Yeah, and I thought that would make sense if like he kind of lost and then powered up, but he didn't. He just like beat them up, and they're like, "Well, we're gonna morph." So they morph. Devin catches this all on camera. He's like, "This is something. I gotta go."
Yeah, he's like, "This is, I don't know what this is." And it's like, "It's footage of the morphing. What do you
it's
mean?
It's footage
of
you find out who the Power Rangers are, Devin.
This is your prom ticket, my man.
You're going to prom. You know who's gonna be stoked about this? Cassidy." So they fight more, and she's not Elsa anymore, but she doesn't have a name, so I'm gonna call her Anna. She yells, she's like, "Help me, help me." And Tommy's like, "You guys stay here and fight even more powered up Zeltrax. I'm going to go. There's a lady. I'm going to go help her." He runs off and he's like, "Whoa, it's you." When he finds her like tied by vines to a post.
Yeah, we get the zoom in on the helmet. Like it's supposed to be like a big reaction shot, but it's just the helmet.
Yeah.
And like the head pulls a little bit and you can like. You can visualize the face, like the reaction, but at the same time, it's just the flat helmet.
I mean, it's one of my favorite things about the suit actors is that, like, they are uniquely qualified to make you understand what emotion they're trying to do just by, because you can't see their face, so it's just, like, it's all body movement. But it is just kind of funny where it zooms in on a mask that is just reflective, and it's just like... Oh, it's you. And I'm like, I know what you're doing, but it's just like looking at a mask. So he helps her. We cut back to them. Zeltrax is wicked juiced. And he is beating them up, and then Connor's like, "I'm just gonna do Triassic mode if everyone's cool with that." And they're like, "Yeah, we want to get this over with." So they do that, and then he goes into muscle butt suit and then he does his cannons, and Zeltrax puts a hologram. He's like, perfect. Puts a hologram out, backflips away, and disappears. And this hologram gets blasted, and it's clearly a hologram, which the effect is nice, but it's clearly a hologram. Dies, and they go, "That's good enough for us. Zeltrax is dead."
Yeah, because they didn't see him like Sub-Zero ice clone.
Yeah,
out of there.
It's literally that. It's literally exactly Sub-Zero ice clone.
So the clone like blows up, but it's also just like a mannequin frozen in one position. It doesn't fall down and blow up.
No.
It just blows up standing. But because Connor has his back to it because he's doing his big hero pose.
Right.
I guess he didn't see it.
I guess.
And so Zeltrax is still at large. But he doesn't like attack them now.
No.
He just left.
He's like hiding, I guess, because he'll follow them in a minute. Because this is when Tommy comes out with Anna and he's like, "Look who I found." They're like, "Whoa, what the hell?" And like, "We need to get her back to the lab." So they go back to the lab and she's like waking up. She's like hooked up to some stuff and they're like doing a scan on her. she's got like memory loss, I guess. And when we cut over, like we see like them going into the little tunnel entrance, and then Zeltrax like steps out from behind a tree, like, haha, suckers. It's like, okay.
Is she a bomb? Like,
I thought that this is part of the thing, right? Like, hey, everyone's betrayed you. Everybody betray me. let me help you by you helping me, and we'll make our own kind of evil thing. Because he has a not so secret crush on her.
Yeah.
Which they don't mention in this episode.
Well, maybe that's gone. Maybe that's not part of the canon anymore.
He's like, oh, you're normal now. Oh. Kind of was into the leather
stuff.
Because
that was one time he was like, Tommy made goo-goo eyes at her, and now he has to die because I like her. But then, like, after that, they didn't really talk about it.
Well, no, he brought that back up, like, a couple times. When he came back, he was like, we could have been something, but Tommy touched you or whatever, because he's gross.
And then like, she, like, kicked him really hard.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just weird. And so we go in, and she's like, okay, I'm alive, I guess. And this is when Trent is like, oh yeah, I found out what Mezogog wants. He's got a big machine. It's going to turn people into dinosaurs. He used Elsa's power to start it, but he needs the dino gems to do more. And he said, the way he says it is like, he's going to use the dino gems to do more.
I think he straight up says that. He's like, he's going to use the dino gems to like fire it or whatever.
Yeah. And Connor's like, how is he going to use the dino gems? We have them. And Trent's like, oh, I'm going to give him the dino gems. And I was like, okay.
And Connor's like, I wish an MF-er would try. He's like,
and he's like, no, hear me out. I'm going to go there and give him our gems. And when I do that, I'll open a portal for you so you can go in. And then we can get the gems and I can get my dad. Uh-huh. And he's very upfront about that part, which I like. The part about this that doesn't make any sense is, number one, what was the plan before Trent offered this? How are they going to get there before Trent said, I'm going to go?
Yeah, because after Trent lays this out, everyone is like, no, we're not giving you the dino gems. Yeah. Understandably, I think that is a fair reaction. And Tommy is like, that plan is too dangerous. But then Haley pipes up and is like, well, what other choice is there? And I can think of at least two.
A couple? Yeah.
Bring some fake ones.
Some fake ones would be pretty easy. Like, if he has a thing that tells him when you show up, if there are dino gems with you, why not all show up at the same time?
That's
you'll have
the
your
other
dino
plan.
Gems.
Trent has to go through a portal to get there that you all can go through. You can just show up as five whole ass Power Rangers and beat him up.
Because I think the reason Haley's like, what other plan do we have? Is because she's
because
like, if
she
they just,
wants to drive the truck.
If they just go, I can't drive the truck in. It's dumb. But she's right.
Also like, we have to get the truck up to 88 miles an hour so it can go through the hole or whatever.
Yeah, it's got to go 536 miles an hour.
Now we're back to like, we have to go fast enough to get through the portal again.
Yeah, it's stupid.
She does like offhandedly explain it away. It's like, well, we have to get that much mass through it. It has to go very fast.
Yeah,
but it's like,
sure,
Haley.
So like, this is our only shot. So we go to commercial. We come back. They put all their dino gems in a little box with a Dino Thunder sticker on it. And then he goes to give, and this is when Elsa wakes up and she's like, oh, I remember everything. He's like, do you remember when the Power Rangers? He's like, no, I remember you.
Yeah, she's like, I remember fighting you.
She's like, I remember you, a Power Ranger, helping me. And he's like, or she's like, he completely took over my mind. I was completely controlled by him. So like, this is definitely a weird domination thing for Mezogog.
Yeah.
So then Haley's like, hey, the truck's ready. Let's hit the road. And Anna is like, come back safe. And he's like, I'll try. And there's like kind of a cute moment between them. I don't really buy it, but like, I see what they're going for.
Yeah. I yelled at her. I was like, he's married.
he's married. Or
he's
not.
He's not. But I mean, he's like, look, come on. He's with Kat. Leave him alone.
Come on.
He's a committed man.
So, well, I mean, you say that, but later on, something will happen that I'll go, maybe he's not with Kat. Maybe this is like. So They get to the quarry, and Haley hits a button. She activates the truck. The truck rolls around the corner, drives itself, rolls around the corner, and they're like, whoa, this is dope. Connor's like, can I drive it? And Haley's like, absolutely not. I'm going to drive it. I made the thing. Also, it's got to go specific, and you're dumb, so you don't know how it has to do. So then we cut to Mezogog's lab. Trent comes in and is like, where's my dad? And Mezogog, because Mezogog's like, give me the gems. He's like, yeah, no, but first, where's my dad? And Mezogog just brain blasts him and takes a gem. He's like, don't trust me. I'm an evil lizard. I don't know what you expected.
He's like, I told you this would happen.
And so he's like, on the ground. We cut to them driving, hauling ass through a quarry in their big semi-truck.
Straight toward a huge, like, quarry wall.
At a wall, and they're like, there's no portal. Yeah,
no portal. Obi opens that portal soon. Tommy's like, everybody, like, buckle up. We're about to crash into a mountain.
Haley and I are in the front. We're for sure going to die if this goes wrong. No matter how buckled we are, we're driving as fast as we can straight at a wall. You guys are a little farther back. You might make it out alive, but boy, I hope a portal shows up. As this is happening, Trent's like crawling over to a thing while Mezogog is like being stoked about now, the gems.
Trent is crawling over to a big button that turns a portal on.
Yep.
I guess exactly where you need it.
You think about where you want the portal to be, and the button makes portal go there.
But in the first half of the season, which was a different show.
A very different show.
The portals were just, like, random, right? They just would, like, pop up.
I feel like
they said, like, you can never tell when a portal is going to happen. Yeah. And so they just happen.
There was, like a little thing about how, like, Mezogog controls the Invisiportals, but, like, it also seemed like they're just kind of around, too, and, like, you got to know where one is. So, like, they put one in Trent's house. Why didn't Trent say, hey, there's a portal at my house? We can all go through it.
We can just take it. And we can show up morphed and fight him.
But instead
of having to bring the stupid truck that we made for no reason because we did not know about the gun that the truck is designed to destroy until after we built the truck.
In the very beginning of this episode, Tommy said, now that we know that Mezogog and Mercer are not in the same body, we can speed up our plan. What was that plan? Tell me what that plan was, Tommy. Are you going to run him over with a truck? Is that your plan?
Here was the plan, right? He had a whole sheet of notebook paper, and he wrote, kill Mezogog. That's the plan.
Kill Mezogog with big truck.
He put an asterisk next to it, and then under the asterisk, it was, but Mercer? Question mark. But now they're separate, so we erased the asterisk, and now he's just back on kill Mezogog.
And then Haley in the margin wrote, big truck?
Big truck? I built a truck?
Big truck?
We shoot him with a big truck?
Tommy's like, I don't see why not. And so, here we go. So he hits the button. The portal opens right in front of the truck. They go in. And this line I do like is because Mezogog's like, you son of a bitch. And Trent's like, you shouldn't have trusted me either, Mezogog.
I told you this would happen.
Yeah, he's like, you know you shouldn't trust me either because like he was the White Ranger and he betrayed it. It was very good. I like that line. So he's like, ah, damn, now I can't make everybody dinosaur thunder lizards. In peace, I'm just going to start it now. And he hits the button and the thing starts starts charging up. He's going to fire his laser. And so now the Rangers come in and start fighting Krusty's. They're like, Haley.
So he has the gems, yep. Right? And they're in their little gem box. Does he just set this down on the counter and open it?
No, because the gem box is small. He takes them out, right? He takes them out and he puts them on a thing. And I know where you're going with this.
He puts them on a power grid or something.
He puts them on a little power, like a wireless charging dock for dino gems. Yes, okay. He does not do that.
They're not in the box?
Not in the box. No longer inside the box.
That's great.
So the Rangers get out. They start fighting. The Krusty's that show up. They're like, Haley, you got to take out that big thing. And she's like, I'm going to do it. So she starts driving the truck. And I kind of Haley involved.
Hang on. Like six Krusty's run up on the truck.
Yeah, it's not a ton. I mean, there's more, but.
And they're like, we better get out of the truck and go fight them. Just run them over with the truck.
Yeah, I would hit them with the truck. I would Grand Theft Auto them into the dirt. Like yeah. I would send them back to whence they came.
You are in a huge weapon truck. Just run them over. Why
the truck
are you
has a laser on it? You're
shoot
ready,
them.
Like you know. So they start fighting outside the truck. A bunch of Krusty's rush Tommy, and he's like a little overwhelmed by all of them. And then this from off screen, Kira scream comes and knocks him all the way, and then just cuts over to Kira, and she's like, I got you. And he's like, hell yeah. And they that was pretty dope.
That was pretty cool. I am going to say this. I'm obviously frustrated by a lot of what's happening.
Sure, sure.
But this fight scene is unmorphed because they don't have their dino gem, so they cannot morph.
Yep.
And it kicks ass.
It rules. It's really good. It's long, but not like it doesn't overstay. It's welcome. It doesn't stay on any one person for too long. Everybody gets their shit in. Like,
Everybody does such cool stuff. Kira, like, does a, like, a Johnny Cage, like, split kick, but then she break dances and keeps going back into other split kick. Like, I cannot imagine having control over my body that whoever did these little, like, breakdancing split kicks has.
Ethan does, he's fighting a bunch, and he's got, like, he's doing his, like, dino durability thing to, like, block and stuff.
He is just pounding them with his armored forearms.
It's so good. He one of them grabs him, he spins and throws him into, like, some sturdy bushes or a fence or whatever.
I think it was, like, a big rock.
It was, like, he backflips, kicks him in the front, and then kicks off and rolls forward into, like, a shooting star press. Like, it's
he does a backhand spring off, hits the chest of a Krusty into a front hand spring and just, like, clotheslines some other ones.
It's so good. Connor's doing a lot of, like, very, like, acrobatic flip kicks, like spin kicks and stuff. Tommy's doing Oliver. There is, though, I will say, this is the first time in maybe the entire series I noticed that when he jumps in, he does like a big flip thing to, like, start the fight off. That's a stunt actor. That's not Jason David Frank. It's the only shot I have ever seen of not Jason David Frank doing his own fight stunts. But he does the rest of the fight, as far as I can tell.
There's one. It might be the handspring spot that Ethan does, where the Krusty that he hits, like, tumbles backwards, and when they land, their, like, knees are bent and their feet are under themselves and they're, like, arched up.
It's brutal. It's like a super kick spot, like when you get super kicked and, like, it stops you dead and you just like crumple down. Yeah. It looks nasty. The stunt team of Power Rangers is second to none. They're so good. So at this point, Haley hauling ass at the lab, gonna shoop to whoop and blow it up.
She's gonna fire her laser.
Yeah, but Krusty's get on it, and they just kind of jostle the laser around so it's out of place.
Bump it a little bit,
and she's like, "I need help, someone." So Connor, using his super speed, runs up to the truck, climbs it.
I forgot he had that. Because Haley's like, I need someone to come unjam the gun. And he's like, I'm on it. And I was like, you're just going to run and catch up to this truck that's, like, hauling ass down this path?
Yeah.
But then he had super speed. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, actually, I'm fine with this.
Right. So
you shouldn't be out of the truck. But the fight scene was worth it.
Yeah.
And you have super speed, so it's fine.
So he gets up there, he knocks all the Krustys off, and then she shoots a whoops. She shoots just the whole lab.
Lot happens on top of that. She doesn't just knock the Krustys off.
What else happened? I don't remember what else happened.
At some point, he gets, like, knocked almost off of the truck, and he does, like, a backflip and catches the side of it. And Haley's, like, drifting corners while the stunt actor is just hanging onto the side of a real, like, tractor trailer truck.
Dang, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's nasty. This, like, everything after they get to the island is really cool. There's just a lot of stuff to yell about before then.
Yeah, and I think, like, necessarily, like, they couldn't, like this stuff is so cool that I would want it to have happened anyway, and there is a way for them to figure out how to still make this work and not just seem like, well, we could walk through the portal at Trent's house, you know?
Trent just being like, give me your dino gems. And they were like, no. And he was like, but my dad. And they were like, okay.
What choice do we have?
Like, I don't know. Maybe Mezogog beat him in a fight and took him.
Something.
And then, like, then they needed the truck to, like, to get through the portal.
To get him back? Like, you know? So Krusty's are all off. Shoop to whoop. Big bada boom. whole place blows up. Trent is inside, and I don't think they go in. I think they call on his morpher, right? Or on his communicator.
They shoot. Well, first of all, Connor re-aims the laser. And he's like, Haley, is that good? And she was like, close enough.
Yeah, and she shoots the whole lab.
I thought when they shot it, it was going to, like, just, like, brush the side of it. And, like, maybe that'll distract Mezogog enough for Trent to get away or something and to, like, set up the next episode. But instead they blow the whole island up. We do see it in a minute. It's starting to sink again.
So they're in there. They're like, we need to leave. We got to get out of here. Trent's like, I can't leave yet. I still have to get my dad. And they're like, Trent, it's going down. You need it. We're yelling timber. You got to get out. And he's like, I got to get my dad. So they're like, okay. Tommy goes back and they all get in the truck and they buckle up. And they're like, all right, let's go. And Kira's like, whoa, are we just not going to get Trent? And Tommy's like, I mean, who knows that place better than Mercer? Let's just hope for the best.
It's funny. Tommy's like, you know, he's not going to come out there without his dad. And, like, you know, who knows the place better than him at this point, right?
So, anyway.
Kira's like, well, I'm stuck in the truck, so I guess if you're just going to take me out of here. It's fine.
It's like, oh, we buckled up. So I guess punch it, Haley. So they drive. They get out. We come back to Trent. He finds Mercer and he's like, Dad, we got to go. He's like, I'm sorry, Trent. He's like, don't worry about it. We got to go. He also has the box that he brought the gems in.
Yeah, he grabbed it. He grabbed the box off the counter.
Yeah, but I don't recall him putting the gems back in there. We did see Mezogog take them out of the box and put them on the things.
Nobody put the gems back in the box.
Nope. So wouldn't it be funny if he's like, hey, I got him back, and he opens it up in his empty box and they're like, way to f- go, Trent.
That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great if the last two episodes of Dino Thunder they just were not Power Rangers anymore?
That would be so good. They didn't do any morphing at all. The whole first episode. Like, there was none. They should have bookended it that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We still have one more episode, so who knows what'll happen next time. I know they're gonna be Power Rangers. Of course they are.
Probably, but yeah.
But then they're gonna unmorph and they're gonna use their dino powers to push Mezogog into a tar pit or whatever.
And he'd be like, just like my ancestors.
And then just the one clawed thumb up as he sinks in.
That would be very funny, actually, I think. So they get to the they leave, right? And then Trent and Mercer are running and we cut away and the island explodes and starts to like fall into the ocean like Atlantis. And then we cut from there to Anna looking at this happen. She's like, oh no, I hope everything's okay. And then Zeltrax just like blows the door up and walks in. He's like, what's up? I'm here to blow things up more. And she's like, ah, but she's not really like nervous or scared or emoting at all about anything.
It's so weird. As soon as you take Elsa out of this actress, she's nothing at all.
She's literally, it's not even like, oh, I'm just Principal Randall. Like, I'm just Anna Randall, like a regular lady. She's just like nothing right now. She's like empty. So Zeldrak starts blowing stuff up. We cut to the Rangers in the quarry. They pull out. They get out through the portal. They get out and they're like, oh, God, I hope Trent and Mercer made it out okay. And Ethan's like, it's not like they're just going to fall out of the sky on us. And Kira looks at him and is like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And he's like, last time I said that, it worked.
Yeah, because in the second episode, when they're like, Kira's not just going to fall out of the sky on us, she fell out of the sky and landed. Oh, and I really like that callback.
Right. She wasn't there to hear it, so she didn't get the reference.
She didn't know. But I also really like how Kira's like, did you get hit in the head? What? That is just... You shouldn't be like this. And then he's like, it worked last time, and then they fall out of the sky.
It is crazy, like, they're calling back to the second episode and just thinking about that episode and how different the show was when it started. It was 35 episodes ago.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
The weirdest part is that, like, the most exciting thing about early Dino Thunder is how not Power Rangers it was.
Yeah.
Right? And now it's just gotten super Power Rangers the last couple episodes. And all I'm hoping is that they kind of get away from the Power Rangers stuff for the last episode. Because, like, we love Power Rangers. We're doing a podcast about it. We spend a lot of our time thinking and talking about Power Rangers. Like, we like it. Sometimes I like it when they're not Power Rangers.
Yeah. If I could dream book the last episode... For the part two here,
yeah,
is that it's like the first 10 minutes is like the big battle where they have to kill the bad guy, which Mezogog might have blown up and sunk with the ship, and Zeltrax is who they have to beat now. Or
it kind of seems like that might be how it goes, which is weird, but you know.
Or they have to beat both because, like, there's no body for Mezogog, so he could still be somewhere. Or, like, they'll go to fight Zeltrax and Mezagog will just, like, be giant and step on him and be like, now you have to fight me. That's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they can't do that because, oh, no, they could, because Mezagog's American only, so.
Yeah, but you just shoot him from the bottom and then build a cardboard city. Like,
it's... Right, yeah. They've done it before. They did it with Zio, so, like, they can do it again.
Yeah. And then the last 12 minutes are prom, or them being teens at prom.
Teens at prom. That's honestly, that's the best possible outcome.
Instead, it's going to be not even the opposite. It's going to be like 22 minutes of Power Rangers and 30 seconds of prom.
Well, I mean, if the crossover is any indication. So Trent's like, we made it. And they're like, oh my God, Trent and Mercer, we're so happy. And Tommy and Anton lock eyes and like the Sims sex music plays, like the falling in love music might as well play. And he's like, Tommy, I'm so sorry. And Tommy's like, hey, we can talk later. We gotta get back to the lab first. And Trent's like, wait, real quick though. And he opens the box and the dino gems are in there. And I was like, that was some sleight of hand that you did. That was pretty slick, because I never saw you touch those at all. It's a cool magic trick you got there, Trent. And then we smash cut after, because then he's like, we'll talk when we get back to the lab. Smash cut to Zeltrax just blowing the whole lab up, and he's got Anna under his arm like she's like a mad toddler, or I guess a big doll with no personality or agency. And then to be continued, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
The best is that Krusty fight.
Krusty fight was really good. I don't think I'm going to give it to that. That was extremely good, though. I think I'm going to give it to the girl with no name at the theater.
Yeah, that was
flirting
good.
With Ethan. She was great. And I hope to God and also Jesus that she comes back next episode and gets a name, because she doesn't have one yet.
So... How is this going to work? If Ethan is going to the movie instead of prom,
uh-huh,
he's going back to his spot in line with this girl.
Right.
The other Rangers are either...
going to go to the movies?
They're going
to
go to the movie?
I think what's going to happen is...
And then are we going to cut the prom to pay off Cassidy and Devin real quick?
Probably.
Or are they also going to go to the movie? Because... Devin's footage needs to pay off.
Still. Devin's footage is gonna pay off, and I'm really excited to see how that goes. I really excited for that.
At the bare minimum, even if he never shows anybody, Devin knows it's them.
Yeah. But so here's what I'm hoping happens. Ethan, like, everything's wrapped up. Ethan gets back. He goes into the movie, or maybe the movie gets interrupted because of whatever they did, like the whatever monster fight happens.
No, just like stomp the theater while they were fighting.
Yeah, so like it gets canceled. She's like, I was really hoping to go see this movie. And he's like, well, we could still go to prom. And then they go to prom. And okay. So that's what I'm hoping, because I really like her. She is my best for this episode. I really, really liked her, especially when she just told that nerd. She didn't even say, like, the way she said it, she's like, do you want to do this with me? Like, you know who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm capable of.
Before.
Yeah. Jeffrey. He's like, I don't want any of this. I'm sorry. It's really good. What's the worst?
I think the worst is what they did to Elsa.
Yeah. Because
she was like, she had reached the point where she was very cool, I would say.
Yeah.
And then they just took it away, and she's literally nothing.
She
went from like the badass villainess who wants to overthrow her boss and become the baddest on the planet, right?
Yeah.
To damsel in distress in a matter of minutes.
To like a kidnapped soccer mom who is regaining her memory. So, and I'm willing to chalk it up to like her memory is still coming back. So she just doesn't. There's not a personality in her yet, because it's still coming back to her.
She hasn't remembered the karate parts yet. She should still know how to fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like it.
I think I'm also gonna worse that. I was gonna worse the plan, Trent's plan, which is the most dumb version of what the plan could be. But it did give us the big cool fight, so I'm willing to kind of look past it for that. But they could have all just gone to Trent's house and walked through his portal. Probably would have been a lot better for everybody if they would have did that, but. You know, who's MVP?
Trent and his secrets, you know.
You know, gotta have him.
I think MVP is movie theater line girl. Because all of the Rangers were equally good, so there's not like a standout, you know? And
That's true.
Technically, we could MVP Ethan Connor and Kira, because I do think they did more than Tommy and Trent did.
Yeah. I liked Trent in this. I like when Trent gets to act, because like Jeff Peraza is a good actor and they just don't let him a lot of the time. Yeah. So like I like when he gets to like do stuff. I don't want to give it to Haley because she was just real jazzed to get a truck.
She put all of their lives at risk so she could drive her dumb truck.
Yeah.
That is the LVP.
Part of me wants to give it to Devin.
I feel like Devin might shine next time. I feel like this is a good setup, but I don't think this is MVP stuff.
Yeah. I bested Theater Girl, so I don't want to MVP her, but at the same time.
I think I'm going to change mine. I love Theater Girl. She's great. But I think I am going to actually give it to Ethan, Connor, and Kira.
Okay.
Because that fight was really good, and they did the most of it.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think I'm just going to give it to, like, the Power Rangers. Like,
yeah.
Specifically Ethan, Connor, and Kira. Because, like, that fight ruled. I'm just going to dig down a little more. I'm going to give it straight up to Kira for that fight. But especially for the scream that came from off screen. And, like,
oh, yeah. And still being Tommy. The only one that's reasonable about her friends being in danger.
Yeah.
You talked me into it. I'm going to give it to Kira, too.
Give it to Kira. We don't have to rank it because it's part one. And honestly, I don't know where we would put it even if we ranked it because I gotta see how they stick the landing.
Yeah, it's really hard because it's a lot of setup and a lot of it is frustrating. But I feel like the payoff in the next episode for everything could be really good.
It could be. Here's my dream booking. Those gems are fake. They don't have the Dino Gems back. The Dino Gems went down with the ship, and now they just got to kill Mezogog people style. That would be pretty cool, but I bet they're going to morph.
But in a cool way, and not like last time.
Not like, we still do have magic, actually, you know.
Right, right. Because they shouldn't have their dino powers if the gems are gone.
Well, no, because it bonded with their DNA, so that's why they still have that.
I guess that's true. That's true.
But they use that more than the others have used their ninja powers, so like it didn't seem like they were just springing the ninja powers on us. If they do use their dino powers at the end, we'll be like, yeah, we know you can do this. It makes sense. You only do it when you're not in morphed form. I still would rather them just like trick him into a tar pit. Like he's standing on like a trap door or something and they hit a button and he falls into a tar pit.
Kira pushes him and he trips over Ethan and falls into a tar pit.
And then like something, you know, like, yeah. I guess we'll see. We'll find out on Friday for Thunderstruck part two. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Yeah, because you were a Power Ranger. Oh, that snuck up on me. That's the OG juice burp I've been trying to get out for a half hour.